All right, good morning. Welcome to the FTS Bet Slip Monday, the 28th of June. Morning, Scott. How are you?
Morning, Ian. I'm not too bad, thanks very much, apart from feeling like I've been walloped about five times over the knockout stages.
Yeah, yesterday it was a bit brutal. I mean, there's people listening to this who are on the Golf Guru. Obviously, we had golf going on last night, football. Golf Guru tipped up Bubba Watson. I looked with about five, six holes to go. He was too clear. And he somehow just about managed to stay in the top 20.
Oh
His wheels came right off. He finished something like bogey, double, bogey, double, bogey.
is he known for that?
No, he's, I mean, this guy, you're talking about a guy who's won two Masters and things. He had sort of unknown names around him. I thought that, oh, well, I certainly can't see. He's certainly going to get a place. So you're going to pick
Yeah.
up. He was about 40 to one. So you're going to pick up 8 to one the place money. And he spiraled down. And then I had great numbers on the Atlanta game. Did that at whatever time. I can't remember what time kickoff was. 8:30, I think. So I did that about 7:30. I thought, oh, this will be for a nice Sunday night. But of course, having great numbers doesn't mean you're going to win. And they
No.
played out a nil nil. So. What looked like a good evening's punting turned into a wet wipe. Netherlands, obviously, for you, got beaten.
Yeah.
As I said, I didn't see the whole. I had the game on, but with things going, I wasn't really fully paying attention. But I did see the one-on-one that your man should have scored. And it was literally seconds after that, wasn't it, that the guy got sent off.
Yeah. Yeah, it wasn't long after.
And then. Belgium, Portugal. I did say to you at the start of these knockout games, quite often what wins it is tactical genius by a manager who outfoxes him or one moment of brilliance. And
Yeah.
it seems that game had nothing other than just one moment of brilliance from Hazard's. I
Yeah.
don't want to call him Hazard's brother because that kind of demeans him, doesn't he? From Torgan Hazard, a footballer in his own
Yeah.
right.
Yeah.
That's that. Their whole family are footballers. Do you know that? There's four brothers, all
Yeah, I
footballers.
did know that.
Yeah, and the mum was a footballer as well.
Oh, I didn't know that about the mum.
The mum was a striker, I think.
Oh, was
Incredible.
she?
Yeah, she was a striker, and all four boys, four kids, and they're all professional footballers, I think. Takes some doing, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does actually. Yeah, I certainly didn't know that about the mum.
So we saw the Czechs go through, which, I have to say I'm quite surprised at. And Belgium. But Belgium may have injury worries with De Bruyne going off. And did Hazard go off as well? Did I
He
read it?
did. It looked like first it might be a hamstring, but they're just saying it was a tight muscle or whatever, so they're not sure.
So obviously, in that side of the draw where there's some big teams, and with Martinez the fraud as a manager, I'm not sure whether they'll be going much further.
No, it's difficult.
I have got a fear that Martinez gets knocked out if they don't win it and ends up as the Spurs manager. I do think that is a real possibility.
Well, I was reading on Sky Sports this morning that Graham Potter, by all accounts, is manager number nine to turn it down.
Oh yeah, nobody wants it. It's a poison chalice, but I do think Martinez would take it.
Oh, he probably would, wouldn't he?
Yeah, I do think it's difficult. I mean, if he wins this, then he's got to stay and do the World Cup. If he doesn't win this, whilst they have got a great squad, a lot of them are getting on a bit. You
Yeah.
know, I think the back line last night, the three of them added together was over 100, 35, 36, and 35 or something they were. So it's going to need a revamp that squad. So it may well be time for him to move.
Yeah.
So part of me is hoping they win it and keep him because I do not want him. The headline will be Man Swan Dives Off the White Cliffs of Europa.
Yeah. Yeah, I was going to say I would look forward to the pod that day and even more if I was on it. But like you said, it may not happen.
I had about 3 days ago when Italy won. I like Mancini. I think Mancini's a good manager.
Yeah, I do.
And a friend of mine in the racing thinks Mancini's an absolute fraud and said he's no different to Mancini and Martinez are no different. So I had about half hour back and forth on WhatsApp educating him that. What Mancini's won and Martinez has a League One title. Yeah, he did win an FA Cup. But the only thing I was ever certain of with him was that his Wigan team was going to get relegated sometime.
Yeah.
It wasn't. Well, it was just a matter of time that they went down. Anyway, let's get on to today's games, my old son. We have Croatia versus Spain. I touched this briefly with you yesterday. I said, oh, maybe Croatia are a bit big. What I didn't know at the time, which I think obviously has seen a bit of a shift in this price.
Yeah,
it didn't
I know
open.
what you're going
to
say.
I think it opened at about five, I think. They're now out to seven, and they are missing Perisic.
Yeah, big loss.
Who has got COVID. Yeah, and he is, you know, this. You sort of look and go, Modric, and then the next name you would come out with would be Perisic, of their big players. So that is a huge loss for them. Spain. I won't edit that out.
Oh,
I'll leave that in.
Yeah, thanks very much.
We've got. If I can't edit this properly, I've just had to answer the door to my daughter who's out walking the baby. But there we go. Right. Right. We've got. Yeah. So Croatia is seven. No Perisic. Spain started the tournament slowly with the first two games, then absolutely tore Slovakia apart. Having looked at it this morning, I think it's going to be a tight game, but I do think, particularly missing Perisic, I think Spain will just nick this and go through. But I haven't got a bet in the game. I've got nothing that I could find of any value for me whatsoever. So I'm going to leave this one to you.
Okay. Start on Croatia. Croatia came second to England in their group on 4 points, having lost to England, drew with the Czechs, and then deservedly beat a pretty poor Scotland last time out in the Modric show. He was superb and scored a beauty of a goal. They were needing to be at the very top of his game today to get anything here. The last two meetings with Spain were in the Nations League in 2018, where they beat Spain 3-2 at home, but lost 6-0 away. They were in the same group at the last Euro Championships in 2016, and Croatia won that 2-1 and took the group above Spain. They've gone out in the first knockout stage in their last three Euros when they've made it out of the group, and I can see that run continuing today also. They can usually be relied on for goals at major tournaments, having to fail to score in just one of their last 10 games at major tournaments, when include the World Cup. But as you say, Perisic out with COVID, so that is a big miss. Spain comes second in the group behind Sweden on 5 points. They drew two of the three games and went then walloped Slovakia last time out, and that included their fifth missed penalty in a row. They were excellent in that game and did coincide with Busquets being able to play his first game of these Euros, and Sarabia getting his first start and scoring his first goal of the tournament. Spain are now unbeaten in their last 11 internationals and have not conceded in the first half and the last six. I do think they beat Croatia today, as they should have the energy and legs to get the better of this Croatian side. As far as selections, I'll be honest, I've gone below my price threshold as far as I try to go 1.7 and above. And I've downgraded it because of the goals that we've seen so far in the knockout stages. And I've gone match over two goals on the goal line. So if there's only two goals, we see our money back. 1.67 on the exchange. 1.63 on Bet365 and Pinnacle. Sporting Index go 2.4 to 2.6. Croatia's last 20 competitive games played, including the three group games, averaged 3.05 goals a game. Spain's last 20 competitive games played, including the three group games, averaged 3.15 goals a game. There are usually goals when these two meet, and in their last four, there have been 15, an average of 3.75 goals a game. When I look at Croatia's form in competitive games against the better sides, i.e. non-friendlies, they seem to see a decent amount of goals, and it could be because they get more space as their opponents take the game to them, and that makes them for a more open game. Whereas their group games here so far, and the other games I look at, they were against sides that maybe kept games tight to giving them too much respect, and basing on the teams they were and not the team we see now. Modric easily their best player at 35 and is likely to be his last Euros, but hopefully we see him at the World Cup next year. As far as another bet, I'm actually going cards. It's funny with this tournament, I've been going cards and it hit an iffy patch. And then these three out of the four knockout games have been lovely for cards and two reds. So I'm going Asian cards on Bet365 over 3.5, 1.85 Bet365, 1.67 at Sky Bet. Sporting Index goes 37-41, meaning you need 5. And for people listening, that's not number of cards in the match on Bet365. You scroll a little bit lower and you can see Asian total cards. And that means 1 for a yellow, 2 for a red. Croatia's last 20 games played have seen an average of 3.75 cards. And 10 of the last 16 this has landed, which includes 2 of the 3 games played at the Euros. Spain's last 20 games averages 2.55, but their last 20 competitive away average over 3.5. And here at the Euros, like Croatia, this is landing 2 from 3. I do like that the games they've landed in here were the two games where the opponents got on their faces a lot more and interrupted their play, whereas Sweden, they largely had all their own way and couldn't score. Head-to-head shows this is landing 3 of the last 4, and those games average 4 cards with 16 yellows in them. The referee is C. Kaka or something from Turkey. He did the Hungary v Portugal game and gave 3 cards, and my notes from the game said he was very lenient and let a few go and could easily have been 5-6. Also did the Ukraine v Austria and gave 0, but notes say he did fine. He didn't miss anything. Looking at his last 20, he has officiated in all 20 in all competitions. He averaged 3.35 cards a game. At league level, just in the Turkish league, he averages 3.75, which is a bit closer to the 4. But like I said, from the knockout games we've seen so far, cards have gone up, and I'm happy to give that a go.
Right. Okay, son.
Yeah.
I think, I know nothing about cards betting because I don't do it, but I think obviously with the knockout format, teams get a bit more desperate if they see they're going out, and obviously get a bit more tetchy, I would imagine. See their tournament coming to an end and players' frustrations boil over, so they start kicking out. Right, and then we're on to France versus Switzerland is the second game today, tournament favourites. I agree with you, I don't think we've seen them bare their teeth yet. They got a few injuries now. Dembele's out for the rest of the tournament. They've lost Digne, Thuram, Koundé are all potentially going to miss tonight. They got Hernandez. If not, down that left-hand side, they're going to be in a bit of trouble, and they might have to... I think he put Rabiot on at left-back in the last game when Digne got injured. And he's going to have to decide whether he plays a back three or a back four, which will be interesting to see. So I do think they win this, but I think it might be again. I'm not sure in any of these games we're going to see teams blowing out the water, just the caginess of it. But, you know, they might get some joy, the Swiss down the right-hand side, if the... French have to have a sort of makeshift left side, but man for man, when you look at the teams, though, you know, whatever 11 they play, likes of, you know, Varane, Kante, Pogba, Griezmann, Mbappe, Benzema, you know, Mbolo's done well for Switzerland, Shaqiri, you know, but he's getting on, you know, so Xhaka, has Xhaka had a card yet? I always say he's a nailed on yellow card. I don't think he's had one yet.
If he has, it's only one.
Tonight will be the time, son. He'll get one tonight. I've got 2 bets in this game. Whilst my declaration of short favourites has not been, I can't pass up this price on France of 1.67.
It's huge.
I think it is way too big, and I'm actually going to have 1.5.
Right.
Which pretty
before
much
before kickoff or now?
You can take the 1.67 now. That basically means you win about 1 point.
Yeah.
With a bit of less a bit of com, you're basically we're betting them to win point with com. And I'm also going to have my over 1.5 goals bet. So if it's 0-0 on 20 minutes, back over 1.5 goals on 20, 27, 35. If a goal goes in when any match, remove your liability. and you've got a free ride at the second. If the goal goes in too late, let it ride and hope you get the second. Otherwise, the most you lose is a point. So France win, backing them in effect to pretty much win a point. We're going to have a 1 point.
Are you going to remove liability or just let it ride?
No, just backing them to win a point. I'm all in, son. If they're going to win this tournament, they've got to dispatch this lot tonight.
They have.
Plain and simple. And over 1.5 goals. So I'll now leave the floor to you, Senor.
Thank you. I didn't have a retort to that, sir. right, OK, I'll start on Switzerland. Switzerland came third in the group on 4 points and qualified as one of the four best third-place finishers. In the group, they should have beaten Wales, but for poor finishing. Easily beat Turkey, but did give good chances away, and then totally outclassed by Italy in Rome, losing 3-0. They have been knocked out in the round of 16 in the last three major tournaments, and will do very well for that to not be four, having to play the world champions today. Interesting stats, Switzerland have drawn 9 of their previous 20 matches played against the current reigning world champions at the time. France topped the group above football heavyweights Germany and Portugal, winning one and drawing the other two. It's felt for plenty of that they have not come out of third gear and doing enough each time, conserving energy, knowing for any team to win the Euros, they would have to play 7 games. They know what they're doing, of course, at major finals, being the world champions, already stated. They have failed only once to make it to the knockout stages in their last 7 Euro championships. France coming to this unbeaten in their last 19 competitive games, winning 14, drawing 5, and we expect that run to continue today. And if so, that would see them into their 5th quarterfinals in a row at a major tournament. Head-to-head shows France were unbeaten in their last 7, beat the Swiss, and that run should continue today. Right, as far as selections, I've got 2. France over 1.5 team goals. 1.96 at the exchange. It just sounds so big to me. 1.91 Skybet and Marathon, only 1.83 Bet365. I cannot deny I was so surprised to get this price on France to score 2. They play a Swiss side that have given decent chances away in all 3 and were totally outclassed by Italy, losing 3-0. And now they face a better team and the world champions. And if France come out 2nd or 3rd gear, I believe they will score 2 goals, no problems at all. And surely, unlike they did with Germany, they won't just sit on a 1-goal lead in a knockout game and surely get 2 in front before they even consider that. I really like this bet, but it's tempered a bit after what we've seen in the 4 knockout games so far, but I'm still going for it. And then I'm going to do Benzema to score any time, but only 0.5. He's 2.88 at Skybet and BetVictor, which sounds big to me, 2.4 at Bet365, and only 2.68 at the exchange. Benzema scored twice last time out beat Portugal, and that was his 4th 2+ goal haul in his last 6 scoring internationals. As for today, we only care if he scores 1, of course, and I like that he takes the penalties too. When I do a goal scorer bet, I rarely do it if I think a team's only going to score 1, as you may as well do first goal scorer at better odds, but also need plenty to go your way for him to score the only goal in a team goals. Whereas if I fancy the team to score 2 to 3, that increases my chances, of course, that my player is one of the scorers. And I like the setup of the team with Griezmann one side and Mbappe the other. He's going to get chances to get on the short ski today. And I see the referee today is Fernando Rappellini, hoping he has a good game today and that France wrap this up nice and early and he gets the bets won and done, unlike the first 4 knockout games.
Holy smoly, what are we doing here? What are we doing here? God, is that it?
Yeah, I have said a lot, but yeah, that is it.
Once we got into that rap business, I didn't know what was going on. You're obsessed with it, man. Right, do you want to, as we did say a lot there, do you just want to do a quick recap on the bets? So Croatia, Spain, I've got nothing.
All right, and then I've got match over 2 on the goal line.
Yeah.
And then I've got match Asian cards over 3.5 with Bet365.
Okay, and then France versus Switzerland. I'm back in France for 1.5 points, basically to win a point. And I'm playing my standard over 1.5 goals on 20 minutes. And you have?
I've got France over 1.5 team goals, so 2 or more. and Benzema to score any time at half a point.
Okay, mate, perfect. And then we're back tomorrow for Fraudgate versus the Germans.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to have a detailed look at that. I can't win with this because people just say I'm biased against him anyway. But I'm leaning more and more, I look at it, to a Germany win. But I will wait and see in the morning what bets I have. Right, that's it from us. I've got a busy day, so I'm going to crack on. And I'll speak to you again tomorrow, my friend.
See you tomorrow.
All right, see you later. Bye.
Bye.